Drover's squad and my squad found each other in the darkness, and we prepared for the next action. All right, men, here's the plan. I'll go in the first wave and jump him. When I get him down, you launch the second wave and come in with teeth flashing. This will be a silent run, no barking. We don't want to awaken the house unless it's absolutely necessary.
I'm too scared to bark anyway.
What?
I said, oh boy, combat. Oh goody.
I placed a paw on his shoulder. That's the spirit. You know, son, I'm proud of you. If it should happen that one of us doesn't come back from this mission, I just want you to know that, well, it's been a real honor serving with you. And if you try to run off, you little weenie, I don't know what I'll do, but you won't like it.
Gosh, thanks.
Let's move out. It was kind of a touching moment. The elite troops of the security division saying goodbye on the eve of the dawn of the right before a bloody battle, let's say. And with those last touching words, we turned to the grim task ahead of us. Was I scared? Nervous? Uneasy? Might as well go ahead and admit it. I mean, who wouldn't have been uneasy? Think about it. We were about to go into deadly combat with a kind of creature we'd never seen before. Some kind of robot device that might have come from another solar system, or even another galaxy. We had no blueprints, no contingency plans for such creatures. Did they have poison stingers or death rays? Were they protected by some mysterious force field that could deflect our best weapons? We just didn't know. And by the time we had answers to our many questions, it would be, well, too late. So yes, I felt a little uneasy about this. On the other hand, protecting the ranch was my job. I had spent my whole life preparing for deadly and dangerous situations. We go into battle armed with our training, iron discipline, and a special devotion to duty. We give it our best shot. Some of us live to tell about it and to fight another day. And some of us don't. It's all part of being a cow dog. Do you feel better now? I don't, because I know what's coming. I mean, all that stuff I said about devotion to duty and so forth was true, but you have no idea what we were fixing to walk into. And come to think of it, are you sure you want to go on with this? I mean, you've had no training in robot monsters or alien space devices or stuff like that. What if we get into the middle of the battle and you can't handle it? Think about it. We could leave this story where it is and switch to another one. How about a nice little story involving, well, little Alfred or a cat? Remember Pete? He's a pain in the neck, but there's nothing scary about him. We could switch stories, and we wouldn't have to tell anyone. They'd never know that we chickened out in the middle of a scary story. What do you say? You want to plunge on into the battle? Okay, it was your decision. I'm ready if you are. Take a deep seat. We're going in.